National Security Council holds the key. President Mahama says a state of emergency would only be guided by the advice as he puts Galamsey fight on a war footing.
The National Security Council believes that we can win the fight against Galamsey without a state of emergency. I want to assure you that the day they advise me otherwise, that, boss, now we need a state of emergency, I will not hesitate in declaring a state of emergency.
We have more as the Attorney General warns MPP Asante Regional Chairman Bernard Ntshibosiako faces another arrest if he fails to report himself on Monday for his charges to be read.
So as we speak, the charges against Chairman Wuntumi are contaminating and five others have been signed as I speak. Currently, we are waiting for him to be read his right to remain silent. We've asked that he should be brought from, Kumasi, but I'm insisting that he should be here on Monday. If he doesn't come on Monday, I'm going to order for his arrest.
We have details of that particular meeting that happened at the Jubilee House here on Top Story, brought to you by Telcel Connect and Energies and also by Shield Pension Trust. Into the future with you. President John Dramani Mahama has indicated he will declare state of emergency in areas affected by illegal mining if the National Security Council advises him to do so. Speaking at a dialogue with civil society groups at the Jubilee House, President Mahama emphasized that while the Constitution empowers him to take such a step, the decision would be guided by security and policy assessments. Now, the president's stance comes amid growing pressure to address the escalating environmental and economic cost of Galamsey, with civil society, religious leaders, and environmental groups urging decisive action. The National Security Council currently believes that a state of emergency is not necessary to combat Galamsey. That's according to the president, who has assured that the government is committed to fighting Galamsey, but wants to ensure that all available legal tools are exhausted before resorting to a state of emergency.
Now, with the elephants in the room, state of emergency. You know, yes, I have the power to do it, but the president acts on the authority, not only on the authority, on the advice of the National Security Council. And as at now, this moment, the National Security Council believes that we can win the fight against Galamsey without a state of emergency. I want to assure you that the day they advise me otherwise, that, boss, now we need a state of emergency, I will not hesitate in declaring a state of emergency. But we do still think that we have the powers to be able to win this fight. And as we deploy more troops and we apply more resources to the fight, I'm sure that gradually we'll begin to see that we're winning the fight. So like I said, this is not going to be a one-stop dialogue. We're going to continue to update you. We need your support. We need your criticism. We need your advocacy. We need your pressure. Continue to put our feet to the fire, because that will encourage us to also continue to work harder. And so I want to personally assure you that as president, I will also continue to put pressure on my lands ministry and all the ministries that are involved in this to make sure that we're able to hand over to our children and our grandchildren an environment that our great-grandfathers handed over to us. They gave us a beautiful country with a lot of forests and trees and beautiful rivers. We should not hand over poisoned rivers and desecrated forests to our children and our grandchildren.
Now, President Mahama stressed that defeating Galamsey will require more resources, disclosing that thousands of recruits under the Blue Water Guards have already been deployed to protect rivers, but the allowances alone cost millions of cities annually. He said reclamation efforts, alternative livelihoods, and new technology for responsible mining must be funded to complement the fight, while also urging focus on arresting kingpins instead of just targeting small operators.
The Blue Water Guards have started work, and a lot of them are deployed on the Ankobra River. So far, we've recruited 1,000 of them. We pay them an allowance of, if you take away deductions and other taxes, of about 1,500 cedis a month. And so if we have 1,000 of them, and we pay about 1,500 a month, it means for a year, you're talking about roughly 18 million cedis. And that's for 1,000 of them. And so if we scale up, then it means that we need more money to employ more of them. But I endorse it because it gives them an alternative source of income. Because as they are fighting the pollution of our water bodies, they are also earning an income as a kind of alternative livelihood. And so that's is something that we'll have to scale up. And so the Minister of Finance in doing the budget must make extra provision.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Dr. Dominic Ayine, who was present at the event directed as Central Regional Chairman of the MPP, Bernard Nchibosiako, popularly known as Chairman Wontumi, to present himself in Accra in connection with ongoing investigations into illegal mining. Dr. Ayine warned that if the Central Regional Chairman of the MPP fails to comply, he will be arrested and compelled to face the law.
Currently, we have initiated prosecutions in 65 dockets. And Mr. President, there's a difference. When we say 65 dockets, it is not 65 individual persons who are being prosecuted. Some of them are more than 10. In fact, there is one case in the Western North. There are 28 miners that are involved in that prosecution. So the 65 dockets, by my calculation, contains about 600 persons that are being miners, that are illegal miners that are being prosecuted. And I'm happy to announce that in 2002, the police conducted very diligent investigations in respect of Akonta mining. But the docket was hidden until we came to power. In fact, when we came to power and I started the investigation with the Lands and Natural Resources Minister and the Forestry Commission, we were finding it difficult to get information. Subsequently, the police themselves owned up and presented the docket to my office 2 months ago. So as we speak, the charges against Chairman Wontumi, Akonta Mining, and 5 others have been signed as I speak. Currently, we are waiting for him to be read his right to remain silent, etc., you know, before we've asked that he should be brought from, Kumasi. His lawyers asked that he should be brought on Tuesday, but I'm insisting that he should be here on Monday. If he doesn't come on Monday, I'm going to order for his arrest so that he'll be brought to Accra. His rights will be read to him, and then we can start the prosecution.
This is the top story brought to you by Telcel Connecting Energies and also by Shield Pension Trust. Into the future with you. My name is Samuel Kojobre. It's now time for us to bring in Felix Ofosu Kwachi. He is Minister in charge of Government Communications. Felix, I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think the president laid down the marker when he indicated the seriousness and urgency with which the fight against Galamsey is being pursued. Various speakers at the event indicated clearly the steps that have been taken. And some of the inserts that you played showed quite clearly what is being done. The head of the National Anti-Illegal Mining Operations Secretariat, Colonel Dominic Bua,
also give an account of the specific security operations that have been conducted to liquidate the individuals involved in Galamse and win back areas that had been under their control. And that showed also clearly that significant gains have been made. An official of the Water Resources Commission also presented data that showed improvements in the turbidity levels of some water bodies that had hitherto been affected by Galamse. So if you were to sum it up, it is quite evident that government is doing what it takes to ensure that we overcome this menace. Of course, we are the first to admit that there's a lot more to be done and that some of the water bodies that have been polluted beyond acceptable levels and the forest areas that have been degraded must immediately be won back. The water must be cleaned. The forest areas must be recovered. And that everybody involved in this heinous crime against Ghana's environment and against the people of Ghana must be brought to book. And that is exactly what will be done.
We've all been worried about the turbidity levels of these water bodies. So it's good that we're hearing there's some improvement. What were the details given on which of the water bodies so that we can know that, well, this is getting better?
Well, I think everybody who watched the event saw that on rivers such as Ankobra, significant gains had been made. Percentage improvements ranging between 10 to 75% had been recorded, meaning that the turbidity levels have dropped significantly. Now, this is significant to the extent that this covered the areas where NIMOS had been active in the last few months. So it shows that if the work that they are doing is continuous and intensified, then we'll be well on our way to winning the fight against Galamse and clearing up the water bodies and also salvaging the forested areas that have been ravaged by this canker.
Well, good to hear about the Ankobra one. But now we're being told that the president says the state of emergency, this fight can be won without the state of emergency. Earlier, we heard of a possibility of some river bodies and forests being declared as security zones. That still is in force, right?
Of course, that is in force. Indeed, there are 21 areas comprising forest reserves and water bodies that have been declared as security zones. In other words, no unauthorized activity is allowed in those areas because they will have armed men stationed there permanently to ward off any illicit activity that goes on there. So that remains in force. But that is not a state of emergency because a state of emergency is a pretty severe measure which involves the setting aside of laws and fundamental human rights of citizens. And therefore, its declaration can have significant impact on the normal lives of people. A lot of analysis and studies must go into his declaration to make sure that it is absolutely necessary before that inconvenience is imposed on the people for the purposes of winning a particular battle. But the president believes that at this stage, given the analysis conducted by the National Security Council based on information that is available to them, a state of emergency is not required at this moment. And that if the present steps that are being taken, which have led to the gains that were outlined today, are intensified, then we'll be well on our way to winning the battle. But of course, if contrary information becomes available and is assessed by the National Security Council and they advise that the president should impose a state of emergency, he will not hesitate to do so, as he indicated today.
Now, I mean, do we have a timeline? Have we given ourselves a timeline after which, of course, the target we're looking for, if we had not achieved them, then the president, based on advice by the Security Council, can go ahead and declare that? Did anything like that come up?
Oh, I think that it's a bit premature to talk about timelines at the moment. The most important thing is to sustain the gains that are being made. And these gains have come about because of an intensified effort by NIMOS and other players to deal with the processes. They have their own operational mechanisms that we cannot reveal publicly because then we will be giving away too much information to the perpetrators of this act. But I can assure you that the plans are quite elaborate and that significant numbers of troops have been deployed to ensure that this happens. It is an all-encompassing effort involving multiple state agencies and other actors. The Blue Water Guards, for instance, have been deployed in their numbers to police these water bodies, pick up information and liaise with NIMOS to respond rapidly to any untoward developments on the rivers and also in forested areas. So I can assure you that within reasonable time, more significant results will be seen and it will become quite clear that the efforts are yielding results.
Do stay with me. Let me bring in the Director of Communications for Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, former Vice President, Miracles Abuaji. Miracles, I'm grateful to you for joining. And we've all been, we all looked forward to this particular meeting between the President and civil society organizations, as well as religious leaders. I'm sure you followed. What's your own reading of what came out of this meeting? The president says there's something positive happening. You've heard Felix Ofosu-Kwachi, who says some river bodies are regaining their usual self. And Cobra, the turbidity level there has improved. He gave a range of 10.75%. What do you make of this particular meeting? What has come out of it?
Well, Kojo, first of all, I think that for me, anything geared towards fight against gallantry, I applaud it. And so it's quite encouraging to see the president at least no longer asking for us to bring evidence, but taking decisive action to get something going. I think it's quite encouraging. It was also quite refreshing to hear most of the civil society organizations speak out, you know, boldly to some of these issues. My concern, however, is still the posture of the government. Clearly, the government is more focused on defending and trying to create an impression, basically gaslighting all of us, creating an impression as if we don't know what's going on. You are aware. And Kojo, you can go to the Water Resources Commission website that they have been tracking 41 water sources in this country since somewhere 2005. 41. And so if you meet the country and you begin to tell the country about making gains by sharing some 6-7 water bodies and say that you are making gains and you are basically using that to gaslight all of us, that for me is a worry. And I still don't know why the government is still not, learning from some of these things, that you refuse to reference the biggest crisis going on at the moment, which is the Ayesu River, whose turbidity level has risen from 14,000 NTU from 2024 to 94,000 NTU in 2025. I mean, there's a crisis in the central region. About half of the region has no water. You know, in Felix's own region, they are struggling to have access to water. And you are telling us that you are making progress because turbidity levels of some selected, you know, river bodies out of the 41. I think that the government should have shared the turbidity level for the entire 41 water bodies, so we can see exactly what is happening. Because 10, 7, or 8 out of 41 is not good enough.
But isn't that progress if they've had some achievement on these water bodies?
If we don't know the bigger picture, Kojo, it's not progress. It's mediocre. It's mediocre if we don't know the bigger picture. Listen, we have 41 river bodies that we are basically tracking. The country has been tracking this since 2005, thereabout. You don't come and show us 10 of them and ignore the obvious ones that everybody is aware of and tell us that you're making progress. That is a problem. Again, there was a scientist in the room that made a very important point. And let me say kudos to Mr. Ken Asube. He made a very, very important point. You see, turbidity level is not a measure for water quality. The true measure for water quality is the water quality index, which uses indicators that includes turbidity level, minerals, and all of that. Four indicators. It actually uses four indicators. Turbidity level is only telling you the visibility in the water. Let me put it that way to make it easy. The visibility in the water. Oh, this is very brown. This is light brown. This is deep brown. That's just turbidity level. But the mercury content in the water, the chemical pollution in the water, those are the critical issues that the government needs to be talking to us about. And so if you have a government that ignores this very important aspect of the conversation and continues to talk about turbidity level, turbidity level, turbidity level, it is a worry, because it is deliberate distortion of the facts. The government is deliberately misleading the public, creating an impression as if once you see positive turbidity levels, then it means that we are making inroads. That's not correct.
But at least that will show a good sign of progress.
But I'm saying that if you show us 6 out of 41, how is that sign of progress?
Okay.
How is that sign of progress? And I don't know why the government is doing this to himself. You see, this government continuously boxes themselves into a corner that they always have to come and defend. What they've done today is fantastic. Good engagement. We all watched it. Very good conversation. I applaud them for it. But you don't have to come out of this engagement and continue to mount pressure on your own selves by showing us stability levels of some selected waters. When we are all aware that you refuse to show us the crisis areas where we have serious issues, when we are all aware that the number of water bodies you showed us do not represent a chunk, a significant percentage of the water bodies that the country has been tracking, 41 of them.
Okay, I'm grateful. But stay with me. Let me bring in Felix again. He is with us. He can provide some answers. I'm grateful, Miracles. Let me bring in Felix of Ozukwachi to give us some answers. Felix, if I still have you, I mean, the central regional case of the Ayesu River, do we know the sort of improvement that we've recorded on that particular river?
Dodging the MPP in shallow populism. You know, this is not a party that has any credibility to speak up a calamity. When the people of Ghana entrusted power and authority into their hands, for 8 long years, they have them puffed. When they left, calamity had not been overcome. Around this same time last year, they had arrested young Ghanaians who had poured onto the streets to demonstrate against Galamsey and asked them to take action. They incarcerated them merely for expressing grievances against Galamsey. Today, the president is openly engaging civil society and other critics on the matter and is encouraging them to keep piling pressure on government so that we also do our bit to resolve it. And yet you have the party with this abysmal record suddenly purporting to be crusaded against Galamsey. These are people who, when they formed the government, promptly turned themselves into a criminal cabal to engage in the very activity that they were supposed to fight.
But Felix, I mean, yes, we understand that that's why they lost power, and you are in government. I'm asking that for the critical issue in the central region, do we have any updates on the quality of that particular river?
You in the media do not do. Is that you don't encourage enough scrutiny. You don't take on people who come and make claims that cannot be verified. Why should we dismiss stability levels that have shown improvements only because Miracles is saying so? Why should a particular water body be acceptable?
Felix, I'm not sure we've accepted him in relegating that particular progress. We haven't.
No, but again, the point is this. First of all, what is the moral authority that Miracles brings to this fight?
Anyway, that is fine. But I want to get an update on the central regional issue. What's happening?
To lead the fight against Galamsey has published that people who were in government, from ministers to party executives to presidential staffers, were actively involved in Galamsey. In fact, that same man is on record to have said that Galamsey was a major source of financing for the new patriotic party.
Well, Felix, you have the power to go after them now. You are in government. But I'm asking, for the people of Central Region who are listening, for the people who depend on the Ayesu River and the sort of destruction we've seen, I'm asking that, do we have any report as to what is happening there now?
True. The people of Ayesu, or those who depend on the Ayesu River, have every right to demand action. Those actions are being taken. Figures were given today to show that in some cases where substantive action has been taken against Galamsey, yes, there have been improvements. Nobody can say that should be dismissed only because the situation in Ayesu has not improved. What it simply means is that if we carry on the efforts that we are making now, before long, the situation in Ayesu and everywhere else that Galamsey has read itself will be addressed. But let not people who superintended the mess and abuse the mandate of the people of Ghana and indeed turned around to engage in the very Galamsey that they were supposed to fight, purport now to be lecturing anybody on how Galamsey should be fought. Indeed, when we came to power, and today the evidence was given, under them, bandits took over 9 forest reserves. They could not enter those forest reserves as a government. As we speak, those forest reserves have been liberated under this government. So when we speak about improvements, this is a tangible example. In fact, there were many fair-minded people at the forum today who acknowledge these gains.
Okay.
And insisted right. that more should be done.
Okay.
Bala does not pretend that the people who turned a blind eye criminally got themselves involved in Galamsey suddenly have seen the light.
Fellas, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Let me wrap up with Franklin Kujo. He's President Imani Afka. He was there at this particular gathering. Franklin, you listened to the government on what they are doing. You went into this meeting with a certain expectation. Where they met?
Yeah, I can say that they were probably 65-70% met, especially because we were given some where we were update on where we were, where we are right now. But I think where we are going is what I suspect we need some more clarity on. And that, by the way, and that depends on budget, right? It depends on money. And I don't think the ministry has actually quantified yet how much is needed to fix the problem. And I think that is a crucial aspect of the conversation. If you listen carefully to President Mahama, if the Blue Water Guards is going to cost almost 80 million cedis a year, that's close to half of the money for the whole Galamsey fight for the year. It's actually 50 million Ghana cedis that has been allocated, or is it budgeted for fighting Galamsey this year. So it tells you that we are, in fact, when it comes to the monetary resources, I don't think we are doing anything significant at all. So it was good we got an update. It was good we got to know where we are right now. And there is some noticeable improvement. I think we need to know where we are going, and that is a function of budget, the function of, key performance indicators that we all have to agree to work towards. So for me, I can say that I was 70% satisfied.
But as you talk about the forward march on in this fight, were you given any hope of us winning this? You talk about budgeting and the fact that the ministry has not been able to quantify, but are you hopeful of us winning this fight?
And that is exactly my confusion, if you like, or my confusion as well. Because as I kept listening, everybody was demanding of the government, do this, do that. And then I noticed that they spent some money to do ABCD. But then I asked myself, why are you going to get all that budget to fix the larger issues? So while we are asking for all of this to be done, we should be asking where the money will be coming from and how we are going to get money to fix it. I'm happy that the president acknowledged that and that the finance minister has been put on notice. I believe strongly that the Ministry of Lands and Forestry will go quickly into conclave with the finance minister and do some estimate budgeting. Then we can then measure what they are doing against the budget. You don't fight this type of things with nothing.
Okay.
I think for me, that was the most important. So as we begin asking for more responsibility, everybody is criticizing. Let's ask, how are we getting the money? And then let's hold them to account. That's what we should do.
I'm grateful to you. Franklin Cudjoe is President Imani Africa. And that's how we wrap up Top Story today. Brought to you by Telecel, Connect Energies and Shield Pension Trust. Into the future with you. Up next is Ghana Connect with Kweku Asante.